As we reported, Judge Harris found the Park City Mountain Resort was in unlawful possession of 3,000 acres of its ski hill since its lease had expired in the spring of 2011. But he did not authorize an eviction for the mountain's landlord, Talisker, and its prospective new tenant, Vail Resorts. The judge stayed an eviction until further arguments on August 27th. Before the judge's ruling, attorney Alan Sullivan for the Mountain Resort said that an eviction and subsequent shutdown would cost his client tens of millions of dollars. He said the resort also indirectly affects 4,600 jobs, and the resort is responsible for 25% of Utah's out-of-state skier visits. He said they've tried to avoid the effects of a resort shutdown.
Defendants will tell the court, as Mr. Lund said today, that there is no reason for any of this to happen, that all we need to do is to capitulate, to turn over the resort to Vail. And to this, Your Honor, I have two comments. The first is that we have been trying for 2 years to settle this dispute with Talisker and then with Vail without success. We are willing to do a deal with Vail so that the resort will not shut down. We are willing to be very specific. We will continue trying.
Meanwhile, Talisker attorney John Lund said his client is entitled to an eviction order with the leases expired for over 3 years.
In our view, we've been exceedingly patient with a tenant who stubbornly clung to some hope that they could avoid the consequences of their mistake. And they've all the while been profiting greatly from the use of our property without even having paid a fair rental value for it.
Both attorneys briefly mentioned a dispute that could become the focus at the August 27th hearing. If Judge Harris at that time decides not to stay the eviction any further, the attorneys will argue what infrastructure the resort can dismantle and take off the mountain, such as ski lifts. Attorney Lund said the lifts should not be going anyplace.
You know, it is, I think, obvious to everybody in the room that those lifts should not be torn out and that some other resolution of that issue is appropriate as opposed to taking down the lifts. We think their position about the lifts is a contrivance and not consistent with the language of leases. But again, that's something for the court to decide at the manner of enforcement. In any event, we think the court should decide that those lifts should not move, because whoever they are, they should stay in operation. People should be able to use them in the coming season and going forward. And the question of who ought to have the payment for the use of those lifts in the years ahead can be sorted out without pulling the lifts off the property.
But Sullivan said the mountain resort is entitled to dismantle some of the lifts.
If there is an eviction, we have the right to take with us equipment that is not affixed to the soil. There are some lifts that are affixed to the soil in the sense that they're sunk in. There are other lifts that are not in the sense that they are merely bolted to things that are affixed to the soil. It is no different from a stove that is bolted to the floor of a restaurant. We believe these are incredibly valuable pieces of equipment. They can be used elsewhere. In addition to that, as the court knows, I mentioned that the infrastructure that we have built over the last couple of decades goes, crisscrosses the property owned by Talisker onto the property owned by PPI and PCMR. The lifts will have to be disassembled and unless there is an agreement between the parties.
John Lund suggested a resolution could happen if the mountain resort allowed access through its base to the ski mountain.
The fact is the Cummings family here is creating unnecessary drama with all of this. There's no reason they can't pursue what they want to pursue down at the base and have that work for everyone else in a positive way. And to suggest that all of this is a horrible problem because they have to take their lifts and they can't let anybody have access is something of their own doing. If they would instead acknowledge, yeah, we made a mistake, we don't belong here anymore, we're going to ultimately lose this case, let's work on a positive resolution that lets us do what we want to do in our base and keeps everybody in the community happy, because everybody can still come on, ski on the land. And frankly, I don't think somebody that rides up the payday chair knows when they leave the base property, when they cross the PPI property, and when they get on the Talus Ridge property. And I don't think they care, as long as they can do that.
But Sullivan said Vail will need more than access to run the ski hill.
It needs a base, it needs parking, it needs lifts, it needs snowmaking infrastructure, it needs water rights, it needs all of the rest of the assets that are necessary to operate a resort. So this is not about blocking access. It is about ownership and control of tens of millions of dollars in land and assets as to which Vail has no conceivable claim of interest.
Park City Mountain Resort attorney Alan Sullivan. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.